20 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Police in Denver say they have found a body near the car of a 17-year-old boy who they say shot and wounded two deans at a high school yesterday. They haven't confirmed it's the student, but Park County Sheriff Tom McGraw says the danger has passed.
We don't have to, you know, wait around until tomorrow morning or next few days on something like this. I think everybody can go back home and just be comfortable and know that everything is closed down now.
ID expected later today. The latest atmospheric river to hit California brought rare tornadoes to the southern part of the state.
It has already been an unusual weather year throughout California. Earlier this month, there was snow in the LA area for the first time since the 1980s. Now, tornadoes. The National Weather Service confirms two tornadoes in Southern California. The first one in Carpinteria near Santa Barbara, the second in Montebello just outside LA. Doyle House was in Montebello.
Picked us up and threw us against the fence.
There was significant damage, but no reports of any major injuries. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The Federal Reserve is raising its benchmark interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on what that means for you.
The rate hike aims to tame this kind of inflation, but it also means paying back your debt will be more expensive. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
That could be an outstanding credit card balance. That could be an adjustable rate mortgage. It could be a business loan that is linked to short-term interest rates and maybe even a new car loan. I think the Fed really wanted to project that they are more focused on inflation than they are worried about the banking sector.
The head of Norfolk Southern Railroad, Alan Shaw, testified before a Senate committee yesterday on the derailments. He was confronted by Vermont Democrat Peter Welch.
Let's just get real here. Whose responsibility was it to prevent this preventable accident from happening?
Senator, we are responsible for safety on our network and working within the entire industry to enhance safety.
A bipartisan group of senators has introduced legislation that strengthens safety requirements on trains carrying hazardous materials. Norman Steinberg has died. He was the screenwriter of such movies as My Favorite Year and Blazing Saddles.
Hunger only pawn in game of life.
Steinberg was 83 years old. The soap opera The Young and the Restless celebrates its 50th anniversary this month. The CBS program has been the number one rated daytime drama for 35 consecutive years. Among its highlights, it welcomed black actors in the 1980s long before others did. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, on social media, I'm hearing the terms toxic trait, trauma bond. Where does all of that come from? Well, it comes actually from therapy. These are terms that we're using that we're trying to identify things that might be going on in our lives, but we're still on that self-discovery scale. Get the real help with a licensed therapist through BetterHelp. They can give you all the details on how you can be the best you can be to live up to that potential. So you'll know how to identify those traits. You'll know when you're saying that, oh, this is a toxic thing for me. You'll really understand and be able to process as we are on the course and journey to better ourselves. It's completely online, totally flexible, and they'll match you with a licensed therapist, right? But if that person isn't your person, you can always switch whenever you want to. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Go and visit them right now, betterhelp.com/deja today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/deja.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for snow overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 27, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow tomorrow, highs level off around 43, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to about 20, tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Friday night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for snow overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 27, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow tomorrow, highs level off around 43, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows dip down to about 20, tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Friday night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.